Conservatives concerned about the death penalty was founded in order to give those on the right space to advocate the end of capital punishment. Mark Hyden, the organization's national advocacy coordinator, says that the death penalty egregiously violates conservative and libertarian principles.
I believe that a policy to be considered conservative be at least pro-life, fiscally responsible, and representative of a limited government. The death penalty inherently risks innocent life. So we know it's not pro-life if it risks innocent lives. And then we find that the death penalty costs millions more dollars than life without parole. But in the end, you know, you have to ask yourself, is this really representative of a limited government? Is there anything limited about giving an error-prone state the power to kill its citizens?
An effort to end the death penalty in Utah this past legislative session passed the state Senate but failed to get a vote in the House. Hayden says that reactions from fellow conservatives and libertarians to a push for abolition have been positive.
It's been great. I've been to CPAC 4 years in a row. We've been to Young Americans for Liberty conferences. I've been to local GOP meetings, and I've spoke at Tea Parties, and I find everywhere that there has been a long-standing hunger to have this discussion from the political rights perspective. But they've never had an organization or a forum to have that discussion.
Hyden will present his views at the State Young Americans for Liberty Convention on Saturday in Salt Lake City. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.